AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Former President Jimmy Carter has entered home hospice care in Plains, Georgia. That's according to a statement from the Carter Center. He is 98 years old. Correspondent Michael George.
A statement from the Carter Center confirmed that former President Jimmy Carter entered home hospice care in his native Plains, Georgia. The statement said after a series of short hospital stays, the 39th president decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention.
My name is Jimmy Carter and I'm running for president.
Now 98 years old, James Earl Carter is the longest living American president ever.
The statement from the family also asks for privacy, and they say they are grateful for the concern shown by his many admirers. Vice President Harris is in Munich, Germany, where she's trying to rally support for Ukraine at a meeting of diplomats and military leaders. Next week marks 1 year since Russia's war there began. Correspondent Christina Ruffini.
If Putin thinks he can wait us out, he is badly mistaken.
Speaking in Germany at the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Kamala Harris said if Russia is allowed to succeed in Ukraine, other nations could follow its bloody, brutal example.
Russia has committed crimes against humanity.
We need to hurry up. We need the speed.
Next week will mark 1 year since Russia's invasion. Ukrainian forces are bracing for a spring assault from Moscow. Already, the Russians have ramped up their artillery strikes at strategic points in the east.
North Korea launches an intercontinental ballistic missile that landed in Japanese waters. South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin at the Munich conference.
If North Korea conducts the seventh nuclear test, which could happen at any time, it will be a game changer.
The death toll from the twin earthquakes that struck Turkey and Syria is up to more than 46,000 people. CBS's MTS Tayeb is in northern Syria.
For Mustafa al-Marawi, after enduring years of war and now this catastrophic earthquake that killed 20 members of his extended family, it's all too much.
You've lost so much. What will you do now?
I have no hope left, he says. I sometimes think it would have been better if I stayed under the rubble.
Crews have fixed a power outage at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport that forced some flights to be canceled or diverted. WCBS-TV's Alicia Reed is there.
Port Authority says electrical repairs were completed at Terminal 1. Limited flights resumed, but dozens were impacted.
One flight had to turn around after a 16-hour flight. The outage began Thursday when an electrical panel failure caused a small fire.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. The darkness is pleasant.
Thank you.
ice upon ice. Skeletal trees.
Essential Last Crack on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That is Mini Toboggan. That's from Burning Funkhouse Live, correct?
Burning Funkhouse Live. That was recorded in 2002 on my birthday. You know, that
on your
song
birthday, yeah,
is one of my favorite songs. And one of my favorite parts of that is when he says Skeletrees. It's like such a unique word. I think he made that one up. I don't know. Skeletrees, right?
I don't think it's in the Webster's.
Yeah. Yeah,
might be.
Great song.
We heard Three Ghosts before that from their latest release, which is now a couple years old, 3 or 4 years old.
And not to mention that those songs were written 2004.
So they're not, I mean, they're brand new to the people when it came out, but.
That's right, but yeah. They were written in 2004. They would play them every now and then in the various concerts that they were doing until that album came out. They were.
Yeah. We did a top 41, the top 41 of 2019, and Icicle was the number two song in the countdown. They got beat out by Katie Scullin, Porch Hangs, which Paul Schluter produced.
Oh, that's right. He got the number one and two there. Yeah, Icicle, that was the single from that album.
It was. Really cool song. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker on the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting all across the state of Wisconsin. We're in Green Bay, Oshkosh, Wausau, Stevens Point, Waukesha, Amory.
Richland Center.
And Richland Center. And here in Madison at the flagship here on Mad Radio 92.7. Welcome, everybody. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. You got to check them out, these guys out. They're great. They have great food, a great bar, beer. They make their own beer right there, Rocker.
They have great beer, Jimmy.
They really do. Plus, they have some live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com to get all the details. And by the spaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds, live to internet streaming of all your favorite bands. Go to the spaceship.tv, thespaceship.tv for all your needs. Rocker, you got anything to say, or should we just play some music?
Let's play some music, Jimmy.
I've got some very important music to play right now. A little bit metal for you here on Max Inc. Heavy. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. They have new album out. The CD release party is happening at the High Noon Saloon on Thursday, March 23rd. Great lineup. You can get more information on their Facebook page. Here is a brand new song, the title track. Brand new, Faith Hills Have Eyes. This is The Rith Element on Max Inc. Heavy.
Oh!
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Virginia.
Heavy with Bad Year. That's brand new off their latest album. Oh, Virginia, I'm so sorry. It's a fan favorite for the Bad Year fans. Before that, we heard Birth of Tragedy, Defense of a Lost Cause. Rocker, you got some information about Birth of Tragedy.
Birth of Tragedy, Jimmy, they're excited to announce that on March 3rd, they're going to be releasing their debut record, which is, you know, I think from 20-plus years ago. It was called Samsara, and they're going to release it out on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, and remaster that album. It was recorded in 1999 at Coney Island Studios with Wendy Schneider, all analog, so they're going to re-release that, you know, all these years later. Pretty cool to see local bands doing that,
you know,
after 20 years, especially heavy ones, Jimmy.
Indeed. Wendy Schneider. I actually just saw Wendy Schneider about a week ago. She had some TED posters that she wanted to give away to the people. You know, TED Offensive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The black one with the silhouette with the broken guitar.
TED Offensive, the famous metal DJ from WRT Metal and Punk for many years.
And he was a major... He was in the punk scene big time out in California. He was in some bands and stuff like that.
We missed Ted.
And, you know, dude, remember the time we went to WORT Studios? Ted was interviewing us about Maxine Gradio on WORT.
That's right.
And Rocker Vodka had just come out.
Wow.
And we went in there like you normally do with the bottle of vodka and the shot glasses. And Ted was like, yeah, let's party.
That must have been 2011.
Somewhere in there, yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Have a PBR tonight for Ted.
And, of course, Wendy Schneider, she is the one awesome behind the Smart Studios documentary and many more.
So awesome. All right. Coming up, we got music from the Takeaways. We're going to do some I Am Dragon. We got some new Sky Urchin. We're going to play some more Cherry Pit Studio music from Blame It on Kane. Got the new one from the Skin Tones, and we'll try to squeeze in some Bronze Scorpion. That's all coming up. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. Former President Jimmy Carter is in hospice care, having decided against receiving any further medical treatment. WSB Radio's Jonathan O'Brien from Atlanta.
In a statement, the Carter Center says the 98-year-old is choosing to, quote, spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with China's highest foreign policy official Wang Yi at the Munich Security Conference. Blinken will be on Face the Nation in the morning.
Just talked about a partnership with no limits, and we were concerned that among the lack of limits would be Chinese support for Russia in the war.
North Korea launches another missile that lands in waters near Japan.
Such act is absolutely unacceptable. It is a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions, and the international community must be united and take resolute response.
That's Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life three wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Major Bros on Max Inc. Heavy. That was I Am Dragon. I saw a Facebook memory with I Am Dragon at the Frequency not too long ago. Brought back very fond memories. Blame It on Kane in front of that. Tuna and the Takeaways started that set off with End Up Here. Blame It on Kane. That was a Cherry Pit studio band. They recorded there. Their new album's really good.
Yeah, it is. We just had them in the studio.
We just had them in the studio. And
it's amazing how many of our bands that we had in our staple were recorded at Cherry Pit.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Hey, I want to give a quick shout-out to Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Stop into their Atwood Avenue office on Madison's East Side or find them online at Weikert Realty, Weikert-Lakepoint.com. That's Weichert-Lakepoint.com. They're good friends of yours, Rocker. They got an event coming up, too, don't they?
They do, Jimmy. We're having an art gallery. I happen to be a realtor at Weikert Realtors Lake Point, and that's going to be on February 23rd, a Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m., and you know what is kind of crazy? I'm going to feature a ton of Maximum Ink artwork. We're going to have a bunch of the covers and the magazines out. We're going to let people
read
it. I love
it when you do this.
And then we're going to have also some artwork from Catherine Capolero from VO5. She's going to have some of her great artwork up there and about five other artists as well on display at the gallery on Atwood Avenue for Weikert Realty.
That's awesome. And thanks to Weikert for helping us help the Madison music scene to promote it, play their music.
New sponsors. And we'll actually we'll be talking to Rob Greether. He's the owner of Weikert Realty, and he'll be in the studio Saturday.
All right. Looking forward to that. Next Saturday, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Rocker, we got to take care of some sad business here. Rockstar death notices.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
Jimmy.
Dude.
Yeah, a friend of ours, Remo Redding, he was from the band, guitar player out of Milwaukee, Waukesha area. He was with the band Dad the Plow, most recently, I believe, and then Victims of Voodoo and plenty of other bands. And we're working on getting some of his music, and we'll play some next week for us.
Man, I did not know him, so I'm unfamiliar. But thanks for letting us know about that. It's always sad news.
Well, you know what? You missed them, Jimmy, because they used to play a lot with Subatomic from around Madison. And so they used to share a lot of shows often between Madison and Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Dad the Plow, Subatomic, and some of those bands.
Nice. An old Madison band that has a big show coming up is the Skin Tones.
Oh, yeah.
They were just in the studio not too long ago as well. With the we tracked through the entire album. This song. Had a great conversation with Pete and Tony. The name of the new album is called Coming to Collect. They're going to be at the High Noon Saloon saying goodbye to the Pimps. Skin Tones' new CD, The Pimps Are Hanging It Up. Also, Wristwatch is playing. We should get the Pimps on Max Inc. Radio, dude.
That would be fun, Jimmy.
It sure would. Here are the Skin Tones, their new one, Played in America. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Yeah. Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.